AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The State Department has just released the first batch of emails from Hillary Rodham Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State, revealing that she did get information on her private email server about the deadly attack in Benghazi. One email outlines arrest reports in Libya of possible suspects. The release includes 300 emails already given to a House committee. A spokeswoman says the emails do not provide any new details about how the ambassador and three Americans were killed September 11, 2012. A busy day in the Senate, where NSA surveillance and the president's fast-track request for trade negotiations remain on the agenda. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is pushing passage.
Let's keep the momentum going so we can finally pass a bill that Republicans, President Obama, and many Democrats all agree is good for the middle class, good for the economy, and good for our country.
But the Democratic Senate leader is not a fan.
It's not going to help the people that I want to help.
Bad weather hampering cleanup efforts in California today, where that 9-mile oil slick formed after Tuesday's pipeline break. Waves are reported up to 4 feet high off Santa Barbara. Look for a soggy Memorial Day weekend in the Southern Plains. Meteorologist Matt Stolle says more storms are on tap in northern Texas, which is already dealing with flooding.
There's a lot of river and lake closures because of all the debris that's in the water that gets picked up by these floodwaters. There's additional threats for flash flooding for people that are out camping.
The suspect in the killings of three Washington, D.C. family members and their housekeeper is due in court soon. Darren Wint was captured last night by marshals on his way back to D.C. from New York. On Wall Street, the markets are mixed right now. The Dow is down about 35 points, the Nasdaq up 4. This is AP Radio News. Memorial Day weekend means parades, flags, barbecues, and racing. Here's Tom Akins with details.
The green flag drops shortly after 12 noon Eastern Time on Sunday for the 99th running of the Indianapolis 500. Scott Dixon will be on the pole, accompanied in the front row by Will Power and Simon Pagenaud. Four spectacular one-car crashes in practice involved Elio Castroneves, Ed Carpenter, Joseph Newgarden, and James Hinchcliffe, but only Hinchcliffe will miss Sunday's race. New aerodynamic kits adorn the cars this season, and Sunday's race will be the first oval track competitive test of their performance in speed and safety. Tom Akins, Indianapolis.
An attorney for Aaron Hernandez says the former New England Patriot is running out of money because he's had to pay so many lawyers. Hernandez was convicted last month in the murder of Odin Lloyd. He's also been in court on a charge of threatening a witness. A lawyer says that Hernandez has only paid out about a year of a $40 million contract. This is AP Radio News.